I'm curious about your take right now on fulvestrant and where you see that heading in terms of clinical trials.
We would have predicted from our laboratory studies that we did a number of years ago that in some way led to the clinical development of the drug, we would have predicted that fulvestrant would have been one of the best hormone therapies. It was the best hormone therapy in our model systems. But I think the problem with it is the dose and the bioavailability. In our mouse model, it's easy to give a lot of the drug. And in our studies, we can downregulate the estrogen receptor by 90% or more. In the clinical trials that have been done, however, we've made several observations. First, it takes 3 to 6 months using the standard dosing schedule to get to steady state levels. So that's number one. So during the first few months, there's going to be a lot of patients that have increasing blood levels, but still at an ineffective blood level. We know that 125, that is half the dose, was not effective. So 250 may not be anywhere close to the optimal range on a dose response curve. I'm worried that it's not. We have a problem of getting therapeutic levels up quickly at the beginning and then maybe achieving the best therapeutic level in the maintenance phase. And until we have, I think, the pharmacology of the drug worked out a little bit better, and there are studies ongoing right now looking at that, I don't think I would invest in fulvestrant, say, as an adjuvant therapy, because you may do a 10,000-patient study or a 5,000-patient study only to find out that the dose you used was wrong. So I think a lot of work has to be done yet, both in neoadjuvant setting, where you can look at different doses and see how strongly the estrogen receptor is downregulated, and in other studies, maybe in metastatic disease, to try and get the dose a little bit better than we have it now. It may turn out that we need to give 500 milligrams every month for maintenance rather than 250, and it may turn out that a loading dose schedule is superior to get the dose up quickly.
How do you approach the dosing schedule of fulvestrant in your patients outside a protocol setting?
That's difficult because not all insurance companies will pay for a loading dose. I haven't had too much trouble getting away with it, but it's an expensive drug, a couple thousand dollars an injection. So if you have a patient that you're going to try a loading dose and they wind up having to foot the bill, it can be a big problem. And by the way, I tend to do it more in someone that's got a more aggressive disease. If somebody's just got asymptomatic bone-only disease, probably wouldn't do the loading because there you've got time to get the blood levels up and the patient's asymptomatic, and it's just not as an emergent situation. But in somebody with a little more aggressive disease, I do it, and I do it in the way that was suggested by their computer analysis of the pharmacokinetics data that they had, and that was to give 500, I think, on day one, and then 250 on day 14, and 250 on day 28, and then go to monthly schedules. As I just said, however, I'm concerned that that 250 once a month may also be too low. But that's the dose I use. Based on the data we have now, I just can't suggest giving more than that as the maintenance.